Send off the great Art Roop. Thank you for Specialty Records. Pound for pound, maybe the best rock and roll, gospel, rhythm and blues label of them all. I don't know. It's not a competition, you know. Finished up with Don and Dewey's great version of Pink Champagne. That was recorded for Specialty, but languished in the vaults until they... I don't know, the 70s maybe, or early 80s, when they put out that Don and Dewey Specialty comp LP. They're Rockin' Till Midnight, Rollin' Till Dawn. Hey, speaking of Rollin', it was I'm a Rollin' from the Swan Silvertones. Only just scratching the surface of all the great gospel stuff on Specialty. Before that, Unsung Hero singer, piano player Camille Howard and her boyfriends with the Money Blues, Frankie Lee Sims with the Lucy May Blues. Larry Williams did Hocus Pocus. Little Richard with Hey, 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 Hey. Impossible to choose just one Larry Williams and one Little Richard tune for this set. It's impossible, I tell you. Winona Carr. doing business secularly, not as Sister Winona Carr, but just as Winona Carr with Ding Dong Daddy. For that, it was Roy Montrell. He's going to mumble, smumble, watch Columbo. Every time I hear that mellow saxophone, Clifton Chenier with the Opelousas Hop, Lloyd Price, Frog Legs, Jimmy Liggins and his 3D music with Drunk. Guitar Slim with the flip side of the things I used to do. Well, I done got over it. And before that, the record that started it all, Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers with Pink Champagne. Hey, thanks to whoever board-opped this pre-recorded show tonight. Stay tuned for Honky Tonk Radio Girl. I'll be here on your airwaves on Saturday filling in for Toddaphonic Todd. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the world on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org.
positive charge.
Michael? Michael? Michael, where are you? I'm just messing with you. Michael's not here today. Michael Shelley is off somewhere doing something. Who can keep up with that guy's exploits? Instead, you get me for the next 2 hours. Mr. Finewine. I kind of blackmailed him into letting me fill in for him during the marathon when I said on a live mic that I wanted to do it. He couldn't really say no. So here I am. WFMU, Mr. Finewine here on a Saturday, broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York. Thought it was going to be a rainy day, but it looks pretty nice. Got the curtains open, casting some light on the situation. The situation being my home DJ setup here in the dining nook. Thought I'd be doing this from the studio in Jersey City, but it didn't quite work out that way. So I won't be able to exploit the WFMU record library the way I was intending. You may or may not know me from my Friday night soul show, downtown Soulville, Friday nights 8 to 9 p.m., wherein I play soul 45s. Well, today I will be playing 45s, some soul 45s, but a lot of other stuff too. It's not going to sound like a regular Michael Shelley show. No jingles, no production numbers, no frills setup here. I've got two turntables, a mixer, and a microphone, and some stacks of number one hit 45s. That's what this show will have in common with Michael Shelley's show. Number one hits.
meet you downtown. Meet you downtown.
In this place downtown, ain't no time for driving around. All the girls will turn their noses up, the boys will shoot you down. But if you want some privacy, oh baby, make it with me. Yeah, to the place downtown.
Listening to the Downtown Soulville Show. Norma Tanega, A Street That Rhymes at 6 a.m. A couple songs there about urban living. I became obsessed with Norma Tanega during the pandemic. She died just before the pandemic in December of 2019. She made a lot of great records. Before Norma, the Revels did Downtown. Walter Wanderley did that chipper instrumental called Cheganka, and Dick Boyle and Orchestra kick things off with A Trip to the Stars. Number one hits, spun by Mr. Finewine instead of Michael Shelley on today's show. We'll be right back.
bad boy. But I don't care. He's not happy working. He's got no use for school. Never feels the least bit sorry when he treats me cruel. He's a bad boy. A bad boy, a bad boy, oh yeah.
To be alive, you came, and now my soul is
tuned to WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine, filling in for Michael Shelley. May sound a little different today. Trying to keep up the tradition of spinning nothing but number one hits, though. All on 45 RPM today. And it's a Beach Boys free zone, so it may sound a little different that way, too. Just heard from Little Eva, that was called That's My Man. Richard Popcorn Wiley doing a Goffin and King composition called Brand New Man. That was when Richard Popcorn Wiley had a brief career with Epic Records, made four singles. Before that, he had been an early Motown musician, then went back to Detroit and became a huge name in 60s Detroit soul music as a producer, songwriter, musician. Carole King herself did He's a Bad Boy, and a mysterious girl group called the Reginas did He's the Boy. In the background right now, Lord Westbrook. Got one queued up by someone named Bill Hamm. If you didn't listen closely to the lyrics, you might not realize that this song is about violent gang warfare.
darling. She's gone away, oh I say, my darling. She's gone away. Gonna cry, cry tomorrow. Gonna cry, cry, I say, oh yeah. Cry, cry, cry tomorrow. Cause my darling, oh she's gone away. Oh yeah, now my darling, Lord she's gone away.
Mr. Fine Wine here on WFMU, filling in for Michael Shelley, playing number one hits. Number one by my own estimation. You may notice I'm not quite as avuncular as Michael Shelley, but who is? In the background, an instrumental called Motrain by the Red West Combo. Steve Alamo on Imperial Records did Happy Pappy. What a strange career Steve Alamo had. Started out as kind of a rockabilly playing teen idol type, hosted a TV show. Then, later in his career, and it wasn't even that late in his career, became like a huge honcho in the Miami soul scene in the 60s and 70s, involved with Casey and the Sunshine Band and all kinds of Miami stuff. Glenn Schell did Sad Day Tomorrow and that song about gang warfare, Big Lucas, the name of that. That was by Bill Ham. Hang on one sec. So speaking of teen idols and Imperial Records, I'm going to play a couple now by one of my favorite hit-making recording artists. You know, on my regular show, Downtown Soulville, I play mostly obscurities, and a lot of these things I'm playing today are obscurities too, but I do like some hits, and I like some hit-makers, and I've always had a thing for Ricky Nelson. Like me, you may have grown up watching him on TV. And he is more than just a pretty face. He made some killer records. I used to put things on mixtapes like Bebop Baby and some of his other up-tempo numbers. I'm going to play two favorite Ricky Nelson sides right now on WFMU.
Well, I know somewhere there's bound to be a girl who'd really care for me, somebody that really loves me, somebody that'll kiss and hug me. The girl I'm dreaming of is gonna love me like I wanna be loved. Well, I hope someday she'll come to me and love me ever faithfully. I'm hoping she'll understand me. I'm hoping her heart commands me. The girl I'm dreaming of is gonna love me like I wanna be loved. But if I ever find the girl I'm looking for, I'm gonna treat her just as good as I can. I wanna give her anything her heart desires. Say now, don't you understand that I need somebody to call my own? I'm so tired of being alone. Somebody that really loves me, somebody that'll kiss and hug me. The girl I'm dreaming of is gonna love me like I wanna be loved. Well, if I ever find the girl treat her just as good as I can. I wanna give her anything her heart desires. Say now, don't you understand that I need somebody to call my own? I'm so tired of being alone. Somebody that really loves me. She's really mine. Mornings, You're gonna rise up singing. You're gonna spread your wings and take to the sky. But until that morning, you know nothing gonna harm you. Cause your daddy and mommy, they're standing by.
There by Ricky Nelson, a recording artist for whom I have tremendous respect. You know, he was probably the first teen idol. In fact, he had a record called Teenage Idol. But he went way beyond that. He had a fantastic band on that last record that was Joe Osborne on bass with a bass line that was appropriated over the years by other groups, including the Blues Magoos and Deep Purple. James Burton on guitar, one of the all-time greats. Richie Frost on drums. And Ray Johnson on piano. That's Plaz Johnson's brother. I've been assembling a collection of Ray Johnson records with an eye toward doing an entire Ray Johnson show one of these days. Stay tuned for that sometime in the near future. Anyway, Ricky Nelson, he could really sing, too. He had a kind of plain, simple, pure way of delivering lyrics, no histrionics, you know, unaffected voice. I think he's great. Number one hits here on WFMU, Mr. Finewine filling in for Michael Shelley. One queued up where I'm not sure I agree with all the sentiments expressed in the lyrics, but I certainly agree with the chord changes.
It ain't the hopes, it's the rider. It ain't the match, it's the fire. It ain't the gun that shoots the man till it's in somebody's hand. Too blind to bridge the generation gap. The old folks say the younger generation's gone apart. The cornfield's got white rotten ears, so chop down the whole crop. The preachers lay their Bibles down and tell us God is dead. Free love is in and prayer is out. We demonstrate instead. Tuesday of next week, they'll vote it down again. It ain't the
mystery. I want the world to know I loved you so, but you didn't do me right. I'm gonna write your name in the hall of shame and talk about you day and night. Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you for all the low-down things you do. You got a heart of stone, leaving me alone. There's no one else for me. I'm gonna write your name in the hall of shame, and you'll go down in history. Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you.
Sunshine, crying in the rain, working like the devil on rock pile, rock pile, rock pile, paying for my sins on rock pile. If they keep me here long enough, after a while, I'll be harder than the rocks on rock pile.
Here, Mr. Fine Wine filling in for Michael Shelley, spinning the number one hits. This one in the background is called Rosebud. It's from a movie soundtrack allegedly called The Strange One. It's by Kenyon Hopkins. So Hal Croft did Rockpile. We're going to return to that theme shortly. Gene Dixon, Hall of Shame, and Holly Garrett, It's the Rider. Something about those chord changes really hits me. So that Rockpile record, similar to a lot of songs about chain gangs and hard labor that came out late 50s, early 60s. Sam Cooke's Chain Gang was a huge hit in 1960. Nat Adderley released Work Song, instrumental version, in 1960. And then Oscar Brown wrote lyrics to it and came out with his version a little later that same year. 55 was Tennessee Ernie Ford's hit version of 16 Tons, but this was kind of the heyday of songs about sweating and hard labor and pounding rocks, and I'm going to play a bunch of them for you right now. Here's Jimmy Rogers.
Captain, can I rest a little while?
No, never mind. Keep on stepping.
I'm feeling just like I ran a mile.
No, never mind. Keep on stepping.
Now, Captain, have some mercy, please.
No, never mind. Keep on stepping.
One more bail will hook my knees.
No, never mind. Keep on stepping.
Now, Captain, all the men are grumbling too.
No, never mind. Keep on stepping.
There's gotta be something that you can do.
No, never mind. Keep on stepping.
Now, Captain, it's getting close to 10.
No, never mind. Keep on stepping.
Now, won't you please let up on us, men?
No, never mind.
Working in the mines all my life, a hard and black coal has been my wife. Ripping it and tearing it all day long, I'm so dog tired and I can't go on. Never see the sunshine up above. Got no money, got no love. A coal dust ground deeper in my hide. Been working his body till it's dead inside. A coal mine,
coal mine,
coal mine, dark and dreary coal mine. Started working, I was just a boy. Never known peace, never known joy. Years gone by and now I find I'm still slaving down at number 9. Coal mine,
coal mine,
oh, oh, coal mine,
coal mine,
yeah. Oh, 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 coal mine. Now, good Lord, help me, hear my plea.
Let me rest in my misery. Take my soul where the sun will shine. Set me free from this dark and cold mine, cold mine. Shine, setting me free from this dark and cold mind, cold mind.
I'm telling I'm almost dead. I'm a coal miner. I'm a coal, coal mining man. And I guess I'll die with the shepherd. Way down in the mine. Gonna strike a new vein. Moment I say at the end of this day.
Not to run. My hands are cracked, my fingers are numb. With every swing I pay,
every swing I pay,
for the evil I've done.
Pop goes the hammer, split goes the rock. You don't know how I wish I could stop. If I could only turn back the clock,
I'd never touch a thing anybody's got.
Oh,
pop goes the hammer, split goes the rock. You don't know how I wish I could stop. If I could only turn back the clock, I'd never touch a thing.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Mr. Finewine sitting in for Michael Shelley. No, I'm not trying to make the process of listening to these work songs feel as laborious as actually pounding rocks under the blistering sun. Hope you're enjoying these. From the heyday of songs about hard labor, Lorne Greene with Pop Goes the Hammer, Nappy Brown, Coal Mine. Sorry, Coal Miner. Mike Shaw did Coal Mine. And Load 'Em Up was by Jimmy Rogers with a huge assist from the great Thurl Ravenscroft on those deep, deep bass backing vocals. In the background, this is called Twilight.
More and more people hear, more and more music on
WMUSIC. Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. Lots of soul music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
anyone would do.